Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Post fun drive? Our pal in Shark Talk with us this morning. Wow, a lockbox and not even 2 hours of a morning and $1 million in the bank. The greatest listening audience in all of organized radio.
That's right. It's true. You know, people say, give to your public radio station. That's all true, and I'm glad that people are saying it. However, this is more than a radio station, David. It's a group of people who are determined to have something so special that it becomes social. It becomes who we are. We are a large group of people who insist on getting it right. And everybody feels a sense of obligation to keep it going. And all we got to say is thank you, and I mean thank you.
And thank you, Alan. Your passion comes through, and it's what really has motivated so many in the WAMC audience for all these years, and it's contagious around here.
Well, I got to say, the Berkshire Ramblers played out last night for a wonderful organization called Construct, which builds housing for people who ordinarily might not be able to afford it. And I leaned into the microphone when the Ramblers got out on stage, and I said, 1-800, and the place went wild. Everybody's listening.
We could all sing the song by now. Well, and here we are, the day of New Hampshire's primary. Residents in three tiny townships so far cast their ballots shortly after midnight in the first in the nation primary. Michael Bloomberg has won Dixville Notch, this little tiny place there, but we got a lot of voting to do.
Well, that's right, David. I got to tell you, I've been looking at the mail and been looking at what people are saying. I've been walking around and talking to people, and I keep hearing this name, this one name, Bloomberg, Bloomberg, Bloomberg. I think a lot of Democrats feel at this stage of the game that they've got to have a candidate who can actually win, not who they love. They love Bernie Sanders. There's no question about it. You know, especially if people are younger and Sanders is dramatic and outspoken and as a self-identified Democratic socialist, people love him in the Democratic Party. Nevertheless, what's going on here with the Trump presidency, which has been described by many, including Sanders, as the most difficult of all modern presidents, and it's so clear. His new budget is out. For example, Medicaid, but not Medicare, gets it in the back because Medicaid is a program that helps the poor and the elderly. So he understands this is one more symbolic thing for his base. Basically, screw the poor. And he knows that if you mess with Medicare, you've really got a problem. But if you mess with Medicaid, you get points for being tough on the poor. It's really quite awful.
And President Trump in New Hampshire last night, fully embracing the mantle of gun rights.
Yeah. Forget about what's good for people. Forget about what will cause an alleviation of this terrible symptom in America of death. People walking into the houses of worship and other places. Forget about all of that. You do what'll get you elected, and that's what he is doing, he thinks. He plays to the base. He plays to the gun lobby. Now, Bloomberg, on the other hand, is one of the few people who has made it clear that he's going after the gun people, and that is something that's going to prove very attractive to many people in America. I think if you look at the polling as I remember it, the gun people think the gun scourge is too much and they want something done about it. So Bloomberg is beginning to look like an attractive candidate to many people. Now in Dixville Notch, we're talking about five people voting in a precinct. That is sort of silly, and of course everybody comes out and says what they did, and the media lap it up. I think it may be symbolic because Bloomberg is on the rise, there's no question, but to begin every newscast with what happened in Dixville Notch, you know, is pure silliness. But, you know, the media is the media. It needs to be fed.
And it was certainly fed by the feud that continues between New York's governor and President Trump. You were talking with the governor yesterday about it, something as silly as, you canceled the meeting. No, I asked for a meeting.
Well, right. Look, this is very difficult for a lot of New Yorkers, particularly the New Yorkers who live in the area that WAMC covers. There are many people who go back and forth to Canada, not surprisingly. I believe it's our biggest trading partner. And they want to go back and forth easily. They don't want to have to wait in lines. The president of the United States has said to New York who he doesn't like and who he's moved away from. Too bad for you. I'm going to make it difficult for people in your airports and on your borders just because I am what I am. You people embrace sanctuary cities. As a result of that, you're going to get punished.
Speaking of some unwanted punishment, really, many storytellers from China who are caught up in the quarantines that are going on. I was listening to the BBC as well as some of the reports on the AP this morning. Citizen journalists with smartphones and social media accounts are telling stories from the virus outbreak in China in their own words. They cite Chen Qiushi, who is perhaps the most prominent until he disappeared last week. Their non-sanctioned storytelling has reached a scale that's unprecedented, challenging China's official narrative on the virus as we see it growing and growing and growing.
David, this is so serious. And anybody who thinks it isn't is just wrong. First, it wasn't really going to be a pandemic. It was going to really be easily handled. Some people would be told not to go out of the house, the rest of it. Now we know it has all the properties of a growing pandemic. Keep your eyes on what's happening in this country. Keep your eyes on those cruise ships where those poor folks, my heart goes out to them. I can only imagine what it's like to be imprisoned in some of them. And ports who say, no, you can't come here. So it's a growing worldwide problem, and we better solve it. I know that there's drug companies are working feverishly to come up with products that will put a halt to this or can slow it down. In the meantime, everybody is wondering whether and when it will come here.
Our Alan Sharp talk with us. Well, one scenario we can never predict is those fund drives, and wow, I'm blown away. Can't believe it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right, David. All we can say is thank you, because in the end, a lot of people did what's difficult. They put something in. It's not easy. We all know that. And we thank everybody for making that Herculean effort.